Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of Leviticus today, so Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus. Find Leviticus 1. We'll be reading Leviticus chapters 1 through 3. I may pause for some devotional comments, think of application at the end, and close in prayer. Father, I pray that as I read the beginning of Leviticus this morning, you'd help me to understand what I'm supposed to see here. And what I'm supposed to do with it. In Jesus' name, amen. So Leviticus is part of the Pentateuch, part of the first five books of the law written by Moses. And you will see pretty quickly why most people have never read Leviticus. But we're going to read it and ask God to help us with it. Chapter 1. The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when anyone among you brings an offering to the Lord, bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock. If the offering is a burnt offering from the Lord, you are to offer a male without defect. You must present it at the entrance to the tent of meeting so that it will be acceptable to the Lord. You are to lay your hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on your behalf to make atonement for you. You are to slaughter the young bull before the Lord, and then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall bring the blood and splash it against the sides of the altar at the entrance to the tent of meeting. You are to skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. The sons of Aaron, the priest, are to put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. Then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall arrange the pieces, including the head and the fat, on the wood that is burning on the altar. You are to wash the internal organs and the legs with water, and the priest is to burn all of it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. If the offering is a burnt offering from the flock, from either the sheep or the goats, you are to offer a male without defect. You are to slaughter it at the north side of the altar before the Lord, and Aaron's sons, the priests, shall splash its blood against the sides of the altar. You are to cut it into pieces, and the priest shall arrange them, including the head and the fat, on the wood that is burning on the altar. You are to wash the internal organs and the legs with water, and the priest is to bring all of them and burn them on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. If the offering to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, you are to offer a dove or a young pigeon. The priest shall bring it to the altar, wring off the head and burn it on the altar. Its blood shall be drained out on the side of the altar. He is to remove the crop and the feathers and throw them down east of the altar where the ashes are. He shall tear it open by the wings, not dividing it completely, and then the priest shall burn it on the wood that is burning on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord." That's the end of chapter 1. So we're getting into these offerings. This is the burnt offering described. You know, practically, it doesn't have a whole lot to do with us anymore because we no longer have these ceremonial laws that we have to follow with all of these offerings. However, it can still teach us some things about God. It's interesting, one of the things he required was from these animals that they don't have defect. Later, Jesus is going to come as the perfect, spotless Lamb of God, the one-time sacrifice. But until then, they were in the sacrificial system. And you have the details that God expected them to follow, including with the priests, to be able to be acceptable. An aroma pleasing to God, that word picture, is pretty powerful. Chapter 2. When anyone brings a grain offering to the Lord, their offering is to be of the finest flour. They are to pour olive oil on it, put incense on it, and take it to Aaron's sons, the priests. The priest shall take a handful of the flour and oil, together with all the incense, and burn this as a memorial portion on the altar, a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. The rest of the grain offerings belongs to Aaron and his sons. It is the most holy part of the food offerings presented to the Lord. If you bring a grain offering baked in an oven, it is to consist of the finest flour, either thick loaves made without yeast and with olive oil mixed in, or thin loaves made without yeast and brushed with olive oil. If your grain offering is prepared on a griddle, it is to be made of the finest flour mixed with oil and without yeast. Crumble it and pour oil on it. It is a grain offering. If your grain offering is cooked in a pan, it is to be made of the finest flour and some olive oil. Bring the grain offering made of these things to the Lord. Present it to the priest, who shall take it to the altar. He shall take out the memorial portion from the grain offering and burn it on the altar as a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. The rest of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and his sons. It is the most holy part of the food offerings presented to the Lord. Every grain offering you bring to the Lord must be made without yeast, for you are not to burn any yeast or honey in a food offering presented to the Lord. You may bring them to the Lord as an offering of the first fruits, but they are not to be offered on the altar as a pleasing aroma. Season all your grain offerings with salt. Do not leave the salt of the covenant of your God of your grain offerings. Out of your grain offerings, add salt to all your offerings. If you bring a grain offering of first fruits to the Lord, offer crushed heads of new grain roasted in the fire. Put oil and incense on it. It is a grain offering. The priest shall burn the memorial portion of the crushed grain and the oil, together with all the incense, as a food offering presented to the Lord. Well, again, a lot of these things can be confusing to us. We are not used to this, but this is what God wanted them to do with these different offerings, in this case, the grain offering. Also notice that and through the offering system that God set up, he provided for his priest. His priest were set aside to work with these offerings, but it was through the offerings then that God also provided for the priest. Chapter 3, the fellowship offering. If your offering is a fellowship offering and you offer an animal from the herd, whether male or female, you are to present before the Lord an animal without defect. You are to lay your hand on the head of your offering and slaughter it at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall splash the blood against the sides of the altar. From the fellowship offering, you are to bring a food offering to the Lord. The internal organs and all the fat that is connected to them, both kidneys with the fat on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver, which you will remove with the kidneys. Then Aaron's sons are to burn it on top of the altar of the burnt offering that is lying on the burning wood. It is a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Now, the aroma for us would not be very pleasing, but to God, because they were doing this in obedience as an offering, it was very pleasing. Verse 6, if you offer an animal from the flock as a fellowship offering to the Lord, you are to offer a male or female without defect. If you offer a lamb, you are to present it before the Lord, lay your hand on the head, and slaughter it in front of the tent of meeting. Then Aaron's son shall splash its blood against the sides of the altar. So I think the idea of splashing the blood against the sides of the altar is interesting. I think the picture there is it's covering the sins of the people. This verse is 9. From the fellowship offering, you are to bring a food offering to the Lord. It's fat, the entire fat tail, cut off close to the backbone, the internal organs and all the fat that's connected to them, both kidneys with the fat on the near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver, which you will remove with the kidneys. The priest shall burn them on the altar as a food offering presented to the Lord. If your offering is a goat, you are to present it before the Lord, lay your hand on its head, and slaughter it in front of the tent of meeting. Then Aaron's son shall splash its blood against the sides of the altar. From what you offer, you are to present this food offering to the Lord, the internal organs and all the fat that's connected to them, both kidneys with the fat on them near the loins, and the long lobe of the liver, which you will remove with the kidneys. The priest shall burn them on the altar as a food offering, a pleasing aroma. All the fat is the Lord's. This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come, wherever you live. You must not eat any fat or any blood. Okay, so that's another thing he begins to set up, is they're not eating the blood or the fat of these offerings. Well, that's the end of chapter 3 and the end of our reading for today, and probably not a lot of great practical things stick out to you to say, oh, I'm going to apply that to my life today. I'm going to go slaughter a goat. No. So what do we take from this? What do I take from this? I guess the one thing that comes to my mind today from this reading is the picture that is laid here. The idea of the blood of an animal being spilt as a pleasing aroma to God to cover our sins. That was the sacrificial system of the Old Testament. But when Jesus Christ came and shed his blood as the perfect spotless Lamb of God, it was covered for all time for anyone who comes to believe and trust in him. No more sacrifice, no more sacrifices. And that's just amazing. So I take that today just as a praise. I don't have to worry about these sacrifices. I don't have to accept your dead goats and make these sacrifices to God as a priest, as a pastor. Jesus took care of all that and covered our sins. Father, as I read about the details of the sacrificial system, I'm so grateful that you sent your son to die as a one-time sacrifice for my sins and for the sins of the world, anyone who would come to place their faith and trust in you for salvation. So I thank you for that, Father. I live in that praise today. In Jesus' name, amen.